Now,
here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Michelle Obama going on tour. This year's highest paid hip-hop acts and Drake and Cardi B set to win a lot of awards. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Looks like we are finally going to hear from Cardi B.
Romero has your sports.
And the Red Sox did something last night that they've never done in our lifetimes.
But first, Apple held their big event yesterday, basically about to take all our money. So they introduced some of the highlights, because you know there's a whole bunch of stuff that went on. But they introduced three new iPhones and an update to the Apple Watch that's going to add some health stuff. And the biggest thing was the iPhone 10 Max. It's bigger. It has a 6.5-inch screen. Mm-hmm. The most expensive model of that, $1,449.
Hell no.
Unbelievable. And then the Apple Watch is being redesigned with a bigger screen, and it'll have a feature that will allow the smartwatch to act as an electrocardiogram. So measure your heart.
Okay.
I'm so excited for this. Michelle Obama's going on tour. Book tour. Former first lady headed out on a book tour for her highly anticipated memoir called Becoming. I already pre-ordered it. It'll kick off on November 13th in her hometown of Chicago. That's the same day that the book comes out, and she will be in Boston at the TD Garden on November 24th. Tickets go on sale on Friday the 21st, but there is a pre-sale that you can sign up for. Forbes out with their list of the world's highest paid hip-hop acts of 2018, and topping the list this year, Jay-Z, $76.5 million, most of it from the 444 on the run tours. Diddy's at number two with $64 million, mostly from like Ciroc and tequila.
Yeah.
Yep. Kendrick Lamar's third with $58 million from touring and deals with Nike and American Express. Drake's number four with $47 million, and J. Cole number five with $53.5 million. And the nominees for the 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards and the AMAs have been announced. And for both of them, Drake and Cardi B lead all the nominees. So for BET, Drake has 11 nods, Cardi B has 10, and they're both up for Album of the Year, going up against J. Cole, Migos, and the Carters. That'll air on October 16th at 8. And the AMAs, Cardi and Drake each have 8 nominations. Drake's up for Artist of the Year with Ed Sheeran, Post Malone, Imagine Dragons, and Taylor Swift. And Cardi is in the New Artist of the Year category. And the AMAs are live on Tuesday, October 9th, hosted by Tracy Ellis Ross. All right, here is Melissa with the juice.
Well, the world wants to know, will Eminem respond to Machine Gun Kelly? Now, before he answers that, in part two of his interview with Sway, he revealed what made him go after MGK in the first place.
The reason that I dissed him is because, first, when he said, I'm the greatest rapper alive since my favorite rapper banned me from Shade 45 or whatever he said, right? Like, I'm trying to hinder his career. So I don't give a fuck about your career. You think I actually think about you? You know how many rappers that are better than you? I don't care if you blow or if you don't blow.
He went on to say that when he heard Machine Gun Kelly dissing him, he did kind of feel, you know, a certain kind of way, but doesn't want to blow him up even more.
Now I'm in this weird thing because I'm like, I got to answer this motherfucker. And every time I do that, it makes that person as irrelevant as people say I am in hip hop. Yeah. I make them bigger by getting into this thing where I'm like, I want to destroy him, but I also don't want to make him bigger.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the game. And that's what it was. When you started out, it was the same thing. You go after the big dog, and if they mention you, even if they're trashing you win.
You win, 100%. Yeah. The big question now, though, is will Eminem respond?
I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do at this point right now, because I'm still kind of waiting to see what...
You haven't heard his Rap Devil response?
No, I heard it.
What do you think of it?
It's not bad for him.
Why are you not... Then do something right now.
He did say a little bit more about that now after.
I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait for a second just to see, because if people start firing off and I try to answer every f***ing body that I dissed on Kamikaze or had words about, I'm going to be going the next 5 f***ing years making diss song after diss song. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so it sounds to me like he just wants to kind of wait a little bit. But, I mean, then there's the question of when you respond to someone, is there, you know, like a statute of limitations? Like, do you have to do it in the first, like, couple days or the first week?
You gotta do it where people will remember that they dissed you. Like, you can't, like, sometimes people will release a diss track, and I'm like, wait, they're beefing with that person?
Right.
Well, yeah, you know, back in 2013, they said something about my girlfriend.
Well, the other thing that we've all been waiting on is Cardi B's response to Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio show that happened on Tuesday, where Nicki went off about, you know, the whole Cardi fight that happened at Fashion Week. Well, The good news is we are going to hear from Cardi soon. But the bad news is she won't be addressing it. Word is, Cardi will be dropping new music next week, but a source close to Cardi says it most definitely is not a Nicki Minaj diss in any way, shape, or form.
She needs somebody to write that for her.
Here's Ramiro.
I'm not even joking.
You're right. Here's really Ramiro does. With sports.
All right. Please. This is not my sports track. For the first time since 1946, your Boston Red Sox have won 100 games in the regular season. I can't believe.
Wow.
I felt like they won 100 games a couple times in the past couple years. It's the first time since 72 years.
Damn.
Hopefully not in your lifetime. If it is, you old man. David Price pitched 7 innings, 7 strikeouts.
He is stepping up at the right time.
They won 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
His next start, no hitter. Please. They play, they'll end the series tonight, 7 o'clock. Eduardo Rodriguez will get the start. A lot of people thinking Dez Bryant's coming to the Patriots. What are your thoughts on that?
I've been wanting Dez Bryant since I knew he wasn't with the Cowboys anymore. I've been wanting him to come here. No one wants him because they don't think he's going to, you know, act right in the locker room. He's not going to fit in with our scheme. How can it hurt?
He's one of
the.
By the way, if you don't know who Dez Bryant is, he's wide receiver. I guess Randy Moss-ish, you could say, almost in a way, where like people look at him.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch, but.
No. But I mean, I don't mean like not talent wise, but he's a talented on the field, off the field question mark.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe polarizing in a little way.
Yeah. But bring him in. Let's see. I mean, what's the worst? It's not my money. Bring him in. Sign him to some BS. If you don't like him, cut his ass.
And he's been publicly tweeting and making it known that he wants to come here. So I don't know what the problem is.
Kyrie Irving is going to Harvard this fall. He's going to enter a program designed to help pro athletes. Actually, I like this and I don't like this. It helps pro athletes better prepare themselves for, you know, business activities during and after their careers are over.
Why don't you like that?
Why don't I like it?
Yeah.
Because he's doing it during the season.
Oh.
That, like, I like the program.
The concept of it.
I don't like the Kyrie Irving, the timing of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You should be balling during the season, not freaking trying to study for you. You don't want him to be like, guys, I'm sorry I missed that pass. I have a big assignment coming up tomorrow morning. I was worried
distracted
about my presentation. Thursday Night Football tonight, Baltimore against Cincinnati, kickoffs at 8:20. And Black Machismo, can you please explain to me, they're calling it the fastest sport on ice that's coming to Fenway Park in the winter. It's called Red Bull Crashed Ice.
Yeah.
What is it?
You remember roller derby? Anybody know about that?
Yeah.
Just think of it like that. Downhill, there's like 4 players or whatever. It'll be at Fenway Park, and they're just going to be going about 50 miles an hour and going at each other to win.
I've seen that. That's exciting. Because you're always rooting for somebody to like.
I love the Red Bull events because you're always like, somebody might die.
Right.
It's crazy.
100%.
And the biggest news. The Seattle Storm won the WNBA Finals, defeating the Washington Mystics 3-0. The score was 98-82. Don't ask me anything else. That's all I could tell you. That's all I know. That's your sports.
Who was the MVP?
That chick.
Cloudy today with periods of rain this morning. 71 for your high. Few clouds tonight. 64 for your low. And cloudy start tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon. 73 for your high. It's 65 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service online at SullivanTire.com.